Morning. It's been a joy to be here already. Thank you. Thank you, brothers, for what you've shared already this morning. I was thinking of Romans 6. It speaks of new ownership. New ownership. We're dead to sin and alive unto God. So, thank you, brother, for sharing out of that chapter there for us. That was very refreshing to me. This morning, I was going to read and share a bit out of Colossians. Colossians chapter 2, there's a verse, and then I was going to read some of 3. just something I've been just meditating on this week and thinking about. And started not feeling too well here, so. But this morning I was thinking about, this week I've been thinking about Colossians 2, verse 7. It says, "Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." I'll just maybe read, maybe good just to read the first 7 verses here in chapter 2. And Paul is Paul's sharing his heart with them here. He says, "For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." Let's pray. Eternal Father, Lord, we come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for your blessings again to us. Thank you, Father, for calling us your children, Lord. For those of us that have put ourselves under your ownership, that have surrendered ourselves to you and accepted that sacrifice that was sufficient for us. Father, I thank you for new life today. Thank you for overcoming power in our lives. Lord, thank you for the word that was preached this morning already. I pray, God, help us to not take that lightly, Lord, but help us, Lord, to endeavor to live holy lives, lives that are sold out to you for your glory. Father, I do pray, God, that you'd give me clear thoughts and a few words to share that would glorify you and edify your people, Lord. Lord, I do want to thank you for this opportunity this morning and pray your blessing on each one of us. Lord, also those that couldn't be here because of sickness, not doing well, Lord, I pray, God, that you would bring healing to them and bless them where they're at today in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, this morning I was just thinking about being rooted and built up in him. And I was actually pondering that throughout the week and just different ideas, different thoughts I was having on being rooted and built up in him. You know, Paul is telling them to put their roots down and to be built up in him. He says, and be established in the faith as you have been taught. Those things I've been teaching and we've been teaching, that you would be established and have deep roots in them. and you would abound in it with thanksgiving. Just a few things Paul was teaching them. Here in just a few verses that he wrote to them here, that that their hearts, his prayer for them was that their hearts might be knit together in love. And I was just pondering, I guess, the thought of having deep roots in Christ. You know, Brother Dan shared with us this morning. If you want that grace, that abundant grace available to you, then you have to put your roots down in His kingdom. You have to want it, and you have to want to grow therein. You know, Paul, he was telling them to continue to walk in the way that he taught them. He says, as you receive the Lord, Christ Jesus the Lord, he says, so walk in it. And how did we receive Christ Jesus the Lord? How did you receive him? Anyone? How did you receive him? By faith. What was the condition of your heart when you received him? How was that? Poor and needy. Do you think our roots will go deep when we come to God in faith and we see that we're poor and needy? Do you think that'll cause deep roots? I believe it will. Because we allow God to feed us. We allow Him to be our food source. But Paul exhorts us, how we received Him, keep walking that way. In brokenness, in humility, in faith. Keep walking that way. And we're going to grow. Our roots will grow deep. We'll be built up in Him. See, when we keep our focus there on Him, that's where we're going to grow at. That's what it's going to be. That's what my life's going to be about. But when my focus isn't about in Him, then I'm going to build on a lot of other things. I'm going to have a lot of other things that just clutter my life. I'm not going to have a clear focus and a clear vision for the kingdom. My roots will, they'll have a lot of contaminants in them that'll be feeding them. You know, if you look at a tree, y'all had seen apple trees, you've seen orange groves, many other fruit plants. And you look at them and you look at that tree, a lot of times we never really give any thought to the root system. Do you? I mean, you see an apple tree, you think, wow, check out the beautiful roots there. I mean, look at those things. We don't really think of that. It's a healthy apple tree. It's flourishing. It's really fruitful. In order for that to be that way, it has to have a good root system. That's where it feeds itself. It pulls nutrients from the ground. And in the same way in our lives, if we're not rooted and built up in Him, we're not going to grow and be healthy Christians. We're going to have a lot of contaminants, a lot of distractions in life. And I've just been pondering that, just from different situations I've been thinking about. And the contaminants, the food source that we get, how vital it is for us. There's so many things that this world will offer us. And we wither. We'll wither and die. We'll shrivel up. Maybe we won't completely be fruitless. You might have one apple. You might have one apple. You still got fruit. Well, I'm not condemning the one apple. One thing I want to encourage us in is God wants us to be fruitful. He wants us to be filled with an abundant amount of grace. If we pull from that healthy source, then we're going to be fruitful. We will realize that our sufficiency is in Christ, because that's what we feed on. That's what we're living for. He tells us to be ground, to be to continue in the faith, grounded and settled. You know, if we're going to be continuing in the faith, grounded and settled, our roots better go fairly deep. You know, the parable where the seed fell by the wayside? Some of those roots went deep. Others, they weren't grounded and settled. The trials of life came along. They either shriveled up, blew away, but they died off. The birds came, flew away with it. And it's so important that we feed on God's word. That we can be grounded and settled and not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which we have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. And that's, Paul says, I'm a minister of that. And that's my encouragement this morning to each one of us, that we wouldn't be moved from that hope of the gospel, that we'd be rooted and built in Him. And it's important to know the soil you're building in. You know, if you're going to adopt something that the world is offering you and make that part of your food source, part of the soil your roots are in, it's important to know what it is, because it's either going to give life or it's going to suck you dry. It's going to cause you to wither up and die. You know, Jesus, He tells us, He often offers to us to come and drink from the living water. In Colossians 3, and just a few thoughts of when our roots, having healthy roots, things to do for us. One thing, first of all, we need to realize that Christ is our life. In Colossians 3, 4, it says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. But Christ, who is our life, if we're not tapped into that, we don't have life. We don't have life. We have to muster up our own spirituality if you want to look good. But if we're tapped into that, then out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's what's going to flow from us. Rivers of living water. And for that to happen, we need a healthy root system. We need to be rooted and built up in Him. So as we root down in Christ, we take those nutrients and that builds us up. And just real quick, some key factors of some healthy root growth. If you want good, healthy root growth, you need the soil quality. It needs to be loose, well-draining soil with good organic matter. The content provides space for roots to expand and access oxygen. Jesus says that He's the life. You can get oxygen there. You can live. But it's got to have good organic matter. What is organic matter? It's living. Organic is living. It's a living matter. In their spiritual life, if we don't have that living food, we're not going to grow. Our roots are not going to do well. The fruit won't do well. I was thinking of the well-draining soil. You know, Jesus wants us to be, He wants to flow from us rivers of living water. And I was thinking of good soil. If it's not well-drained, then the what's going to happen is the roots are going to rot. God wants us to, just like the picture that Dan gave here with Samuel, He gave him an abundance of cookies. He wants us to go and share those. He wants us to go share that. And that creates strong roots. That creates strong roots in our lives. Watering practices for healthy roots. Consistent moisture levels, avoiding both overwatering, leading to root rot, and underwatering, stunting the growth. Consistent moisture level, always connected to that water source, the living source, Jesus Christ. And I was thinking of How can we overwater? Is there anybody have a thought of how you can overwater to where your roots will rot? Think I can spend too much time in the Word where I'll actually rot my roots? Seems hardly, right? But you know, we need to take the whole counsel of God. And when this first came to my mind, I was thinking, there's a scenario came to my mind of a young man. He had a family, and he struggled with a severe case of maybe laziness. Really struggled with a severe case of laziness. And he didn't like to work. And yet he had so many needs. He needed money and all those things that went with it. And he was a very, very spiritual young man. You know, you talk to him, he's like, yeah, sometimes you get up early and you look at the clock and it's like, oh, it's noon already. And you've been in the Word so long, and it's just great. Oh, I just love it. That's exciting, okay? I hope you guys have those experiences too. But let me ask you something. Does that set real well with you? It doesn't, does it? It doesn't. Maybe, I thought maybe that could be a little example of sitting there just overwatering ourselves. God wants us to go, be active. We're called to provide for our families. We're called a lot of things in the gospel. We're called to go share what we've learned instead of sitting there and everybody just pours into me. That's just a little example. But on the flip side, not enough. Not enough watering will stunt our growth, causes dehydration. We dry out. You know, those leaves all start withering. We stop growing. Instead of the tree growing tall, it just kind of gets this tall and it sits there for a long time. And same way in our lives, we're rooting in the Lord, but then we stop getting water from that living source, and we get distracted and we get other sources. And maybe it's just good fellowship. We're always just getting good fellowship. That's nothing wrong with that. But you know what? We can't live on fellowship. We're supposed to live on the Word of God. Go get your own food so you have something to share. Go deep. Fellowship is good. I'm not taking away from that. But that shouldn't be your source of life. What happens when persecution breaks out as it did years ago, and you get locked up in a cell by yourself? No fellowship. No Word either. But that's why we want to be in the Word. We want to submerge ourselves in the Word. And then we want to share it. Let it be an outflow. Nutrients. Sufficient nutrients. It causes, they're a crucial aspect for root development. It helps our roots develop. And that's where I was thinking fellowship comes in with good nutrients as well. Is sometimes the phrase iron sharpens iron, right? And we sometimes come along and say, hey brother, I don't know about that, or what are your thoughts on this? And so we get nutrients as well. But it's not solely from that. We get it from the Word, but we also sharpen each other, hold each other accountable. It's crucial for root development. You know, enough oxygen, proper aeration in the soil allows the roots to breathe. Meditation in the Word is good. Sometimes you just need some space, just you, the Lord, His Word. You have place to breathe. And it's important that we have that in our personal life. Meditation. In 1 Timothy, in 1 Timothy 4, it's in the maybe 13 through 15 or something. Let me find that. I'll read that. I'll just start maybe in 11. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, by the laying on the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear unto all. And I was just thinking of meditating as a crucial part of healthy root growth. A crucial part in our Christian life is to have our time where we go into prayer, meditation, reading God's word, just seeking Him in a personal, quiet way. Those things are very crucial to healthy, strong roots. And it's also to temperature regulation is important in maintaining a suitable temperature range for any of the plant species, whatever they are. You know, there's certain things that don't grow up north, certain things that don't do well in the real hot season. And in the same way, we can take our temperature. We're either on fire for the Lord or we're not, and we can evaluate that. We're called to either be cold or hot, not lukewarm. And so having a good, healthy, vibrant soil, a good, healthy root system is going to cause growth in our own lives. And you know, as this root system is growing, it's this whatever plant or tree is growing, there's an outflow. You know, you ever see an apple tree? Nobody picked the apples. And down around that tree, it's harvest time. You walk around there and it kind of has sometimes a little bad rotten smell to it. And every step you take is a little bit of mush there. The fruit is mushy and falling down. just like that, our lives do produce fruit. And in our heart is to have healthy fruit that we can allow people to come along, those that we meet, and offer a source of life. We can offer that to them. But if our root system isn't healthy, we don't have much to offer. They might get a little nibble, but that's all they're going to get. But it's up to us what we want to pour our hearts into. It's up to us if we want a healthy system or don't. We have to realize that in Christ is where our roots need to be. He's the one who is our life. Christ is our life. That's where life comes from. In John 11:25, it also tells us that Christ is our life. I didn't take time to write my verses down here. Here's the account of Jesus talking to Lazarus and Mary and Martha here. He's actually talking to Martha. And he tells her that he is the resurrection, the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Jesus is telling her that he is the source of life. And all of us that believe in him, we can live. We will live. But it's important for us to continually come and drink from that well of life, that living stream. And I had to think of deep roots, just like Brother Dan was talking about. If you're content here living, if you want to have victory and have his grace in your life, or you can just be content in just living in sin, you know. His heart was that we would get that victory, and that's my heart. But I was thinking of the only way you get that is if you really want it. You really need to want the heart of God. You need to want to go after it. You need to want your roots deep into his word and fill your life there. I had to think of the woman in John 4. It's that woman that Jesus met at the well. His disciples went to go get some food. And And they come back and they see that Jesus was talking to this woman. But through the conversation that he had with this woman, he was telling her about a source of water. This woman, she was coming to the well to get water, and that was part of her life. And Jesus told her, the water that I have, if you drink of the water that I have, you won't ever have to drink again from this water. You'll never thirst again for it. He says, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Now, doesn't that sound refreshing? And this woman, she could relate to that because she had to come to this well of water and she had to draw her own water up, put the bucket down, fill it up, and pull it back up. She knew how to do that. She related to that. But Jesus was saying, this water that I have will never get thirsty again. It'll spring up in you a well of water into everlasting life. And this woman, she wanted that. She wanted that water. And my point in sharing the story is, if we don't want it, that's as far as our root system's going to go. You have to want it. You have to pour your heart out into knowing who is God. What does He want? How should I direct my life? You know, in that verse I read about being rooted and built up in Him, it's in Him. Well, we're going to have to figure out who is in him. Who is in him? What is in him? Who's he? What's he thinking? Well, how do we know that? We learn that by study. We learn that by reading God's word, understanding who he is, what his heart is. Because that's who we need to be rooted and built up in, is him, Christ Jesus. So as we drink from that water, that well of water, that one that has everlasting life, we'll understand who he is. We'll get our nutrients from there. And as we go and have that desire, as we learn to know him and grow in him, and we have that desire to please him, we'll pick up that vision, that great commission. We'll pick that vision up that we'll want to go and tell everyone. You know, I find that in my life, sometimes life just can get busy with everything going on, that I lose the focus of going and telling. I lose the focus of going and telling. Sobriety is gone. Just having a focus on the kingdom of God is not there. But the fulfillment, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the foolishness of this world is on the rise. That's what we start feeding on. We lose a burden for the lost. We lose a burden for the heart of God to go and tell others. It's about us. Our life becomes about us. A good root system will be setting our affections on things above and not on things in the earth. In Colossians 3, he says, if you are risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. If you're there, if your roots are planted in Christ, then set your affections on things above and not on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. You are dead, and your life is hid in Christ in God. And think of that. As people reflect on your life, do they see Christ? Do they see Christ? Is it hid in God? Is that who comes out? Are my roots down there? Is that the source that they're being fed? That's what comes out, that fruit. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. If our roots are in Christ, because he is our life, we will appear with him in glory. A good root system, it's important to have it in Christ. And if it's there, then we'll mortify, therefore, our members, which are on the earth. Fornication, we'll put it to death. Put it to death. Uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry. Evil concupiscence, an evil longing for that which is forbidden. We'll put it to death. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. And in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. That's what our old root system was made of. But now, if you're born again, you're building in Christ, your new root system is in him. That's where the life is. Building it up in him, giving it the nutrients it needs. He says, put off these things. Put off these things, the things that were your former life. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and ye have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. You know, a good root system, a good foundation in Christ, I believe it's going to start with sobriety. I think it's going to start with sobriety. Seeing your need of Christ. It's going to start there, friends. The fear of God in our hearts should make coming into the presence of God and his people a joyful thing, a sobering thing. It should cause us to put foolishness aside. But you know, our roots will go as deep as we want them. What comes from our lives will come whatever we want. You want to be a source of life? Then put your roots deep into the Word of God. Put your roots deep into the heart of God and let Him feed your soul. And you know what? You'd have something to share with people. You'll have something to go out and proclaim. You'll have a reverence about you. that may be lacking. You'll see a holy God and you'll see your undoneness. Study to show yourself approved. Understand who your God is. Understand the heartbeat of your Lord and Savior. And you'll understand the heartbeat of God for your daily life. It'll create deep roots in life. It'll give you discernment that you won't be deceived. You'll have discernment to discern through the path of life. You'll have that. But friends, that's up to you, however deep you want to go. If you want to be surface Christians, it's your call. It's my call. But if you want to go deep and build on Christ Jesus and be all you can be and reap the rewards of eternal life, it's your call. It's mine. However deep you want to go, the choice is yours. Lord bless you all.